Round Island, the centerpiece of Alaska's Walrus Island State Game Sanctuary, will remain staffed this summer and perhaps next, thanks to private funding. Last year, citing state budget cuts, Fish and Game's Division of Wildlife Conservation removed funding for the program, which cost around $100,000 annually. Since then, the search has been on for private funding to keep the Round Island program alive, which includes a small staff on the island through the summer. Joe Meehan, the Lands and Refuges Program Coordinator for Fish and Game, said the confirmation that funding had come through was welcome news.
The private entities have stepped forward to help us fund it is wonderful, and we're going to be on the island. We're going to be there for a couple of reasons. One is to facilitate a visitor program out there so people can come out and enjoy the wildlife, particularly the walrus and the seabirds that are out there on the island, but also to protect the island, the sanctuary, and add to the conservation of walrus.
The Annenberg Foundation was the first to step forward with possible funding to keep the program in place. After that, the Alaska Sea Life Center and several aquariums from around the country contributed. The state also receives a federal grant from the Coastal Impact Assistance Program. Meehan says the private funds total about $200,000, which should carry the program through two summers. Round Island is the largest and longest used terrestrial haulout for the sanctuary's namesake, Pacific Walrus.
They traditionally, in historic times, had hauled out at other places, but they abandoned all those other places by the time of statehood. And around the time of statehood, Round Island was the only place in Alaska that walrus regularly hauled out on land. And actually, one of the first acts that the Alaska State Legislature did shortly after statehood was to select the Walrus Islands as land for the state from the federal government and turn it into a sanctuary.
Monday marked the 55th anniversary of the sanctuary's creation by the Alaska State Legislature. The island is open to visitors from May 1st through August 15th.